It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
98.5thesportshub.com, Sean Silver on the eve of NBA All-Star Weekend. We talk this week with Pete Croato, author of the book From Hang Time to Prime Time, Business, Entertainment, and the Birth of the Modern Day NBA, in which he discussed just that, All-Star Weekend's role in the evolution of the NBA in the 70s and 80s, from what almost today seems like a bush league full of incredibly talented athletes to the sleek money-making product that we know and love today. But as for your Boston Celtics, they escaped to the All-Star break with a 132-125 win over a shorthanded Raptors team on the second half of a back-to-back. No matter, Raptors drained 21 three-pointers and almost put an end to the Celtics' win streak. Of course, that didn't happen. Boston puts eight players in double figures. They've now won four straight. They're two games over 500, which is good enough for fourth place in the East. And now they get a chance to rest. Just one game in the next 9 days. That's against the Brooklyn Nets next Thursday. Of course, after the break, we'll hopefully be nearing the return of Marcus Smart, maybe the season debut of last year's first-round pick Romeo Langford. And we got the trade deadline coming up March 25th. All those things could stand to improve Boston's defense and depth, two areas with which they have struggled this season. As for the All-Star game, due to COVID, it stands to look a lot different. Won't be the usual spectacle. They're piling all the events into one evening. It'll look a lot different from previous years. But the All-Star weekend used to look way different, and that's where we pick up our conversation with Pete Croato. Pete Croato, the author of From Hang Time to Prime Time, Business, Entertainment, and the Birth of the Modern Day NBA, takes us kind of from the Wild West of the late 70s NBA into the heart of the Magic Bird Jordan era.
Mm-hmm.
NBA All-Star Weekend, a recurring theme of your book, and we've kind of discussed our respective ages and our genesis as fans. Some of us have grown up with NBA All-Star Weekend just kind of there. And, you know, when I was starting to watch, you had, you know, Kenny Skywalker and Dominique Wilkins and Dee Brown and Cedric Ceballos with the blindfold. And it just goes from there. And the three-point shootout was always entertaining. But it's interesting to imagine what you describe pre-David Stern as All-Star Weekend being a, quote, trade show, the players, weary conventioneers and high tops. It sounds like it was this midseason thing that they just kind of did to do it. The league was giving tickets away.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to imagine given the images that you juxtapose later in the text. You know, Larry Nance winning that first dunk contest, going to Jordan, Larry Bird kicking people's ass in the three-point contest.
Mm-hmm.
It's wild to imagine a banquet at NBA All-Star Weekend around some owner's pool where they set up eight, you know, buffet tables.
That's the crazy part of it. I mean, I started following the NBA sort of in depth, like in the early 90s, like 92, 93. And All-Star Weekend was always the event.
Yeah.
And it was an event that was geared toward kids, people my age at the time. You know, you got to see the three-point shootout. There was, you know, there was a slam dunk. Those are all kid events. You know, I'm 43 now. And I don't know, the slam dunk contest to me just seems like it goes on for 3 hours and there's really not much that happens. The three-point shootout is great because I think it's super competitive. The best players seem to compete in that event. But like, yeah, it's always, but you're right. We have lived in a sporting world where the NBA All-Star Game weekend is just, it's like the Oscars. It's a basketball fan's Oscar event. Like all the celebrities are there. You know, the rappers are there, the musicians. It's a whole big thing. But yeah, back in the day, the NBA had no it was just something that they did with the NBA All-Star game. It was just, you know, again, it was very simple. Like you'd come in on like a Friday night, players come in on a Friday, coaching staff Friday night, Saturday, there'd be like a banquet that was blah. Like there was as Rick Welts told me, there'd be an unfunny comedian at this banquet who was not really tied into the players that were there. And then Sunday there'd be a game and then you'd be on the plane like that night or the next day.
And hopefully you won and got cut a nice check.
Exactly. That's what it was. I mean, Butch Beard, who was an all-star in 1972, like that was it was a paycheck. Like you went there and you got $500 or $1,000. And at that time, like that was a big deal. Like these players were not didn't have multi-million dollar contracts, a lot of them. And they needed whatever financial help they could get. So yeah, to get a check for $500 or $1,000 for a day's work, not too bad. And then it became, you know, as the NBA became more business savvy and had this desire to grow bigger under David Stern, to become more of an international force and more of a business force, the All-Star Game became its Super Bowl. And what I mean by that in the book is that it wasn't just about the game. It was about the business opportunities. It was about having a showcase, having something that the NBA could bring its corporate sponsors to, and in turn, its corporate sponsors could bring its clients to show a good time, to show how exciting this was, to wheel out the red carpet. It was also an opportunity for branding. Judy Shoemaker, who's at NBA Properties for a year, told me that, you know, the reason why you have all these events now at All-Star Game Weekend isn't because someone came up with a bright idea for these events, it's because there's a sponsorship involved. Like there's a sponsor who wants to pay good money to have its name attached to an event. So really the evolution of the NBA is very much tied into the All-Star Game and, to be more precise, All-Star Game Weekend.
If you're interested in hearing more of my conversation with Pete Caruato, author of From Hang Time to Prime Time, head on over to my Twitter, @TheSilverFox, silver with a Y. It's pinned there. Otherwise, like the Celtics, enjoy your All-Star break. I'm Sean Silver for 98.5thesportshub.com. We'll catch up with you next week.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.